SBS Radio.
While mental health is just as important as physical health, research from National Youth Mental Health Foundation Headspace has found that young men do not place the same emphasis on training their minds as they do with their bodies. The national campaign head coach features high-profile athletes who are sharing their mental health experiences. We have been privileged to have Mr. Jason Tretowan on the line to tell us more about this program. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Louis.
Yes, as we have earlier discussed, how do you look at the overall program? What does it aim to do?
Yeah, look, the overall program is to help young men. It's a campaign to help young men understand that actively maintaining their mental health is just as important as managing their physical health, and that we want young men to know that training their minds is just as important as training their bodies.
Yeah, that's true. And have you encountered youth that have specific problems with their mental health?
Yeah, look, we do. Headspace operates around the country in 104 sort of centres, we call them, and also online. And what we've found that for men around the age of 18 to 25 is that they present with anxiety, depression, anger issues and stress. But in terms of trying to do something about that and helping them, what they told us was that they understand the importance of physical health, however, they don't apply the same level of importance on their mental health. So what we've provided them now is an opportunity to go to our website, headspace.org.au, and look at some 7 tips on how to build and maintain their mental health.
Right. We know for a fact that youth are always prone to having depressions in their lives. Are you looking at that specific area or problem?
Yeah, look, we are. But what this campaign is really about is to say, look, young men will experience signs and symptoms and a diagnosis of anxiety and depression. But here are 7 ways that you can actually work on to build your mental health fitness, if you call it, and also your well-being. And that can range from recognizing the importance of having close and connected relationships with family and friends, or other social groups. Eat well, because we know that there's a link between what you eat and how you feel.
Mm.
Staying active, that might just be starting small by going for a walk, getting some fresh air. Good sleep improves your mood and good for your brain and body. If you are experiencing mental health issues or high levels of stress, then Headspace suggests certainly on cutting back on alcohol and drugs. Learn new ways how to handle the tough times. That might be, Louis, you know, listening to music or getting back to nature. And doing stuff that's meaningful to you. It could be church, it could be fishing, or it could be going to the footy or playing the guitar or volunteering in your local community.
Right. Is there a program that measures the effect of all these programs? Do you get back to this youth and measure that they are, you know, in that sense of being able to get out of their mental problems and all that?
Yeah, look, the way we measure that is by those who are increasing their help-seeking behaviours. So in Headspace, for instance, we've got 38% of those who access our youth mental health services are male. They've always been underrepresented in terms of accessing services. So when we see examples across the country where young men are actually turning up and talking about their issues, we know that we're starting to get some cut through. It's really addressing what has been some long entrenched Australian culture around gender stereotypes, where men were really told to just, wipe it under the carpet and don't talk about your mental health issues.
Yeah. One of the more serious aspects of being young is the potential for suicide, which is one of the highest in the world for Australia. How do you address that problem?
Well, first of all, recognising that is a problem where young men are 3 times more likely to die by suicide than females, but males and females and others, they're all, one life is incredibly important, and
yes,
one life lost to suicide is one too many. And this is where the partnership, Louis, comes in, that it's all very well for a young man in this case to be looking at those 7 tips, but it's also looking for a role model or someone they trust to have a safe conversation about their own feelings. And equally important, even for mums and dads, is to role model some of those 7 tips, like being active and eating well and demonstrating the value of family and talking openly. So really having that conversation and an ability to not judge a young person, but just to listen to them.
Yeah.
If they are experiencing mental health problems, there's no point in saying, but you've got everything going for you, you've done well at school, you've got a job. Surely that's enough. But, you know, mental health doesn't discriminate.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. You are actually undertaking a very, I would say, promising campaign, because a lot of people need this kind of program in their lives, for parents especially, because very often moms and dads don't understand why their son or daughter is doing this or that.
Mm. That's right. Yeah, no, it's very important, and it's, as I said, it's a team effort. It's those who are close to young people and workplaces and family and friends to engage if they're worried about a young person, that's for sure.
Okay. We've been speaking with Jason Tretwan, CEO of Headspace. We thank you very much for your contribution to the program that is worthy of being promoted.
Really appreciate your interest, Louis. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile. sbs.com.au